76, the grease man here got a disconcerting letter yesterday. I don't know. I never thought about this happening, but I guess it could happen conceivably. A while back I dated this young girl. Just, well, it wasn't really a dated. It was just kind of a casual fling, really. And, well, you know, she introduced herself to me one day. She heard that I went to Ithaca College, and she mentioned that she was born in Ithaca and raised there. And we got to talking. We had a torrid affair. Torrid, smoldering, steamy affair. And, well, I got to noticing, as I was with her for that hot weekend, that she reminded me of me a lot. You know, that I'd see things and you know, I was out with a couple of my buddies, and they ran into me and said, you know, Grease, she actually is you. It looks like you. Unbelievable. You started dating girls that look like you now, or what? And then I got to thinking, and then I got this real, I nearly threw up. I got this cold chill in my stomach. And I remember when I was going to Ithaca College that freshman year, I didn't have a lot of money, and I was, well, I was donating my testosterone to the city hospital, and they were, you know, I guess farming it out to couples who were having trouble conceiving. And, well, I got to figuring up the age of this girl. I figured, my God, it's about right. I mean, conceivably, you know, conceivably, why could that possibly be? Why? My daughter? For a while there, I mean, I was flushed. I was white as a ghost. I lit a camel with a trembling hand, and of course, the relationship petered out, and she went our way. Well, yesterday I got this really disconcerting letter. It said, "Dear Grease, I enjoyed our time together. I'll never forget it. I just thought I'd let you know that I'm pregnant, and I don't want anything from you. You won't be getting any legal briefs. You won't be hearing from me again. I just thought I'd let you know that I'm carrying your child, and I wanted to say goodbye." I wrote her back, "Don't expect him to do too well on his SATs."
This man wrote the book on craziness, and he will be signing autographs immediately after the show. The Grease Man, DC 101.
He ain't gonna be buying a Menza ring anytime soon, I'll tell you. I knew the bride began there.